message.
We've all been there. Those moments when you catch yourself reflecting on circumstances and thinking, ugh, I made such a huge mistake. Whether it's a career decision that did not pan out, a relationship that ended painfully, or even a daily choice that left you with regret, those moments can leave us questioning our judgment, our intelligence, our abilities. But here's the thing. There is no such thing as a mistake. Let me say that again. There is no such thing as a mistake, because the worst thing that can happen is that you realize that you made an ineffective choice given your intention. And sometimes the only way that becomes clear is by experiencing the effect that we caused by virtue of our choice. Now, it might sound counterintuitive, especially in a world that often emphasizes perfection and success, but let's dig just a little deeper. What if, instead of viewing mistakes as failures, we saw them as gifts in disguise, signposts pointing us to more effective approaches and opportunities, shifting our perspective from I messed up to, you know, I could have made a more effective choice. That's a game changer. This mindset shift can transform how we think about ourselves, our actions, and the opportunities that await us. We are human. Mistakes are inevitable. The problem is never the mistake itself. It's how we respond to it. Most of us have been conditioned to see mistakes as inherently bad, something to avoid at all costs. We dwell on what went wrong. We beat ourselves up for not knowing better, and often spiral into the cycle of self-doubt. This kind of thinking only locks us into a cycle of frustration and guilt. It's time to flip the script, my friends. Instead of labeling something as a mistake, ask yourself, given my intention, could I have made a more effective choice? That simple reframing shifts the focus from blame to insight. You're not wrong for making a decision that didn't work out. You're just gathering information. Every so-called mistake, it's a learning opportunity in disguise. It shows us how to better align our choices with our goals. So let's take a real-world example. Imagine that you have started a new business. You've invested a significant amount of time and resources, but the business is not taking off as you had hoped. Well, naturally, you're going to feel disappointed and you might be tempted to just label the venture as a failure. But wait, what if this situation is simply providing you with necessary, effective feedback? Perhaps your strategy needs refining. Maybe there is a gap between what you are offering and what the market needs. Or maybe you've learned valuable skills in networking, customer relations, or finance that will serve you in the future endeavors. The key is to see this failure not as the end, but as valuable data that informs your next move. You didn't fail. You just gained new information. Every experience, whether it turns out as expected or not, is a teaching opportunity. When we embrace that mindset, we can pivot, we can adapt, we can refine our approach without getting stuck in self-judgment. It's not about being perfect. It's about being effective. And being effective comes through trial, error, and learning. Ruminating on past choices, wondering why we did not do things differently, oh, I should have known better, or why did I let that happen, can easily become the soundtrack of our thoughts. And the irony is, this kind of self-criticism often keeps us from growing. So, the next time you find yourself in a situation that did not turn out as planned, remember, it was not a mistake. It was a gift in disguise, guiding you to a more efficient, effective approach. So keep moving forward, trust in the process, and embrace the power of growth over perfection.